Buy me a beer. I want myself some righteous brew, and I don't want to be misconstrued. I don't want a lot. Hey, can't you see? I know you're over the hill, and I don't want you standing still. Santa, baby, Santa, buy me a beer. Take a break from your reindeer.
That's my Christmas contribution. I'm not going to be here next week. It's Christmas night, so I won't be here. I'll be busy on that night. But that's local stuff. Stop Calling Me Frank, name of the band. Song is Santa Buy Me a Beer. It's 802 WMFO in Medford. And this is my top. Last week I did the local releases for 2018. This is my top 10 national stuff from the past year. And normally I just have 10 that I pick. This year, though, there's a clear-cut favorite of mine, anyway. People that know me and listen to the show know I'm a huge Springsteen fan, and he just got off a Broadway run, and I was not able to get a ticket because they went real quick, and like a lot of things with Bruce, it's tough getting tickets, and it ended up, I think initially it was going to be a 2 or 3 month stay. It ended up running, I think, close to a year, but it just came out on Netflix. I watched it Sunday, I believe, right? And it was fantastic. And the CD is equally fantastic. And even if you're not a Springsteen fan, it's something I suggest people go watch on Netflix or at least get the CD, because it's about mothers and fathers. It's about love. It's about relationships. It's about life. And it's it relates, and I think would reach everybody. Certainly did me. And I'm going to play one song off it, and it's about his father. His father and he had a very rough, I guess you could say, relationship during his early years. They obviously reconciled, and this song is about a dream he has where he's trying to get to his father, and it's powerful stuff. But I'll let him tell it to you. Of course, as I said, I think it's great stuff, even if you're not a huge fan of Springsteen, which I obviously am, but it's just a great story about, as I said, life, getting old, looking back. And okay, here we go. And after that, we're going to get to the rest of my top 10 anyway for this past year. But here's Springsteen on Broadway.
Last night I dreamed that I was a child out where the pines grow wild and tall. I was trying to make it home through the forest before the darkness, darkness falls. I heard the wind rustling through the trees and ghostly voices rose from the field. I ran with my heart pounding down that broken path with the devil snapping at my heels. I broke through the trees and there in the night my father's house stood shining hard and bright. The branches and brambles tore my clothes and scratched my arms, but I ran till I fell, shaking in his arms. I awoke and I imagined the hard things that pulled us apart. Would never again tear us from each other's hearts. I got dressed to his house. I did run from out on the road. I could see its windows shining in light. Well, I walked up the steps and I stood on the porch, and a woman I didn't recognize, she came and spoke to me through a chain door. Well, I told her my story and who I'd come for. She said, "I'm sorry, son, but no one by that name lives here anymore." Well, now those whose love we wanted but didn't get, we emulate them. It's the only way we have in our power to get the closeness and the love that we needed and desired. So when I was a young man and looking for a voice to meld with mine, to sing my songs and to tell my stories, well, I chose my father's voice because there was something sacred in it to me. And when I went looking for something to wear, I put on a factory worker's clothes because they were my dad's clothes. And all we know about manhood is what we have seen and what we have learned from our fathers. And my father was my hero and my greatest foe. Not long after he died, I have this dream. I'm on stage, I'm in front of thousands of people, and my dad's back from the dead and he's sitting in the audience, and suddenly I'm kneeling next to him in the aisle. And for a moment, we both watched the man on fire on stage. And then to my dad, who for years he sat at the kitchen table, unreachable. And what I was too young and I was too stupid to understand was his depression. Well, I kneel next to him in the aisle and I brush his forearm. And I say, "Look, Dad, that guy on stage. And that's how I see you. My father's house shines hard and bright, stands like a beacon, calling me in the night, calling and calling, so cold and alone. Shining across this dark highway where our sins lie unatoned.
Counting
right, that was Kurt Baker Combo, a song called So Lonely off the CD Let's Go Wild. Kurt lives out in Spain. He's been there for a while now. Initially, he was from, I think, maybe the Portland, Maine area, or Portsmouth, New Hampshire, one or the other, but he currently is in Spain. He gets around usually once a year. He hits the area to do some shows. As I said before that, we have the Interrupters with Title Holder, Fight the Good Fight. The Interrupters are a band that is starting to get a little bit of steam. I've heard them on some, they got a single that's being played now and then on some local stations. I've been on this band for a while now, and that's the advantage of having a show like this where you can play whatever you want. I saw the Interrupters, I'm going to say, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago now, open up for, I think it was either the Boston's or Rancid. And I liked them right away, and I got, I think this is their second CD that they just put out, Fight the Good Fight, but they had one prior to this that I picked up, and I've been playing them for a long time now. They have a great live act, and as I said before that, Springsteen on Broadway, that is now on Netflix. I recommend everyone check that out, because it's really fantastic stuff. Here's the first three of my top 10. Right now I'm going to play a band called Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, who are another band that I found a while ago, and I've been seeing for quite a bit now. I just saw they announced a show, I think it's the day after Valentine's, I think it's February 15th at Great Scott, which is where I saw her last time, and that sold out pretty quickly. So if you like Sarah Shook, I suggest you get on those tickets soon. This is off her CD, of course, came out this year, called Years, the name of the CD.
If I don't, I'll be damned when I try to find my own way back home. I'll be damned if I do, I'll be damned if I don't. I'll be standing at your window, I'll be crying at your door. Oh baby, it's getting bright outside, let me in. I wasn't fixing to stay till closing time. I'll be damned if I don't. I'll be damned when I try to find my own way back home. I'll be damned if I do. I'll be damned if I don't. I'll be standing at your window. I'll be crying at your door. Oh, baby, it's getting light outside. Let me in. I'll be damned when I try to find my own way back home. I'll be damned if I do. I'll be damned if I don't. I'll be standing at your window. I'll be crying at your door. Oh, baby, it's getting light outside. Let me in. Thank you. don't. I'll be damned when I try to find my own way back home. I'll be damned if I do. I'll be damned if I don't.
missing that day. It's only work, you know, we've all gotta get paid. Not sure I'm ready for that, but I'm sure I'm ready to change. What do pleasures of the flesh mean anyway? We're all growing old on decay. You're mine, I'm yours. Torn between two lovers. You're mine, I'm yours. Can't have either or the other. You're mine, I'm yours. Torn between two lovers. You're mine, I'm yours. Can't have either or the other. You say I love you.
You say I love you.
I'm not sure you do.
I'm not sure you do.
You say that I love you, and I'm torn between two lovers.
That was Laura Jane Grace and the Devouring Mothers. That was the Airplane song off her CD, Bought to Rot. Laura Jane Grace, of course, is from Against Me. This is a little side project of hers that I like quite a bit. They're also coming around. I don't have the date on that yet. I forgot it, actually, but it's not for a few months. I'll probably go see that show as well. Jeremy and the Harlequins, remember this CD by the same name. I saw Jeremy and the Harlequins opened up, or was on the same bill, I should say, with Justine, who's been in here a couple times. Justine Cobalt, Justine the Unclean. So that was a good bill with Jeremy and her band as well. Pennywise, they've been around a long time, old punk band. They just put this effort out called Never Gonna Die. The song I played was American Lies, and they still got it. I think it's a great CD. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, Damned If I Do, Damned If I Don't, off of Years. And most, by the way, all these CDs, I like most of the entire CD, obviously, because otherwise they probably wouldn't have made a top list if I just liked a handful of songs. So, like The Interrupters, I played a lot of that CD, same with Pennywise, Sarah Shook. Most of these bands, I played a good bit of the CD. And right now I'm going to play something by Shonda and the Howlers. They're out of Vegas, and this is something off of their release, which was called Hurt For Me, is the name of the CD. Shonda and the Howlers.
There was a time, there was a place, when we both loved like a song. The winds are so wild as they bring in the change, and we turn out the lights, set to part in our way. Baby, hold on,
hold on, hold on.
Baby, hold on,
hold on, hold on.
Baby, hold on. Got to hold on.
It was something like distance, something like fading away. It was nobody's business, no one else cared anyway. It was something like breaking, something like falling apart. But without you, there's nothing to keep me from falling too far. All those things that you wanted to say got left outside of the wrong someplace. But it's always been you. It's always been you. Well, nothing else mattered, nothing else even came close. Even at our worst, we carried it better than most. Got drowned in the river and just washed away. But it's always been you. It's always been you. Put aside the cruel thing. Goddamn the wedding rings. Tell me it's always been me. All those things that we wanted to say.
WMFO in Medford. That was Lucero with Always Been You off their CD Among the Ghosts. Shonda and the Howlers, Hold On. The disc was called Hurt For Me. All right, that's 9 of the 10. If you notice, it's not 10 because the 10th band that I think was my favorite national release this year was the Struts. And I have the CD case, but the CD is in my player at home. So you're not going to get to hear that tonight. It's called Young and Dangerous. I've been doing this for a few years now. I've never forgotten the CD for one of my tops before. And then, of course, we have the system here, but it's the Struts are not in the system. Most of my music is, as usual, not really. It's a little outside the spectrum of what I guess you'd call is the popular. Although the Struts get some, Struts are getting some play, I think. I just saw the Struts. They're a great act live. So the Struts, Young and Dangerous. Lucero, Shonda and the Howlers, Laura Jane Grace and the Devouring Mothers, Jeremy and the Harlequins, Pennywise, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, The Interrupters, Kurt Baker Combo, and of course Bruce Springsteen comprised my top 10 releases of this past year. It's 8:41. I'm going to play a local band now. Going to ratchet things up a little bit. This is something by the Petty Marls.
Thank you. Paprika. I've been on the final drum. I'd like to be in USSR, making sure these things will come. I'd like to be in USA, pretending that the wars are done. I'd like to be in Europa, saying goodbye to
everywhere. You're cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Attention, I never thought that it would take this long. So long. long. In fact, that I've forgotten what I was gonna say all along. Lower, no pay. That's been us for the last 10 years. And I can't think of a single day when one of us hasn't had to face our fears. We don't need a goddamn thing from. We don't need a goddamn thing from you. City's where my dreams come true and die. It ain't the prettiest place on earth. There's everywhere to run, but no place to hide. That's fine, that's out. For change is upon us now. Everything we once were taken, and ain't nobody gonna show us how. We don't need a goddamn thing from. We don't need a goddamn thing from.
See, I get caught off guard. I'm babbling here. That was Red City Radio. A song called If You Want Blood. The Clash, Guns on the Roof. The Neighborhoods, She's So Good. The Outlets, song called Wait. The Outlets are reforming for a one-off coming up. That's about it. Sam's chomping at the bit to get in here, so I'm going to get out of here. This is, I'm going to play one more by a band called Mono and Stereo out of the Chicago, Illinois area. They're coming around, I think, this upcoming year. They should have a new release out, but... anyway, here's Mono and Stereo. Thanks for listening. WMFO Medford.
Nothing's ever seeming to change. You're bending the souls from the